Madam Landlord and Community Report are segments on Hard Fact. Community Report is tomorrow at 4. Madam Landlord is every other Monday at 4. But right now, let's bring you our big hard fact. 91% of the 1,273 voters on Nigeria Info's Twitter poll say LCC should not charge tolls at the Lekki Toll Plaza for now. That's our big hard fact for today. 91% of the 1,273 voters on Nigeria Info's Twitter poll say LCC should not charge tolls at the Lekki Plaza for now. The NSAS judicial panel in Lagos voted yes, but Lagos appears to be disagreeing. Votes were very one-sided in that poll. It's quite remarkable. Usually you expect the gap to be within 30 points at most, especially when over 1,000 people vote. You expect it to be within 30 points at most. But of course, Nigeria Info's Twitter poll doesn't make the decision. Lagos State Judicial Panel of Inquiry does. And they voted to allow toll collection to restart. They voted 5-4 in favor. And during this hour, we're going to look at their reasons why. And we're also going to talk about why so many Lagosians disagree. But before we take calls, before we delve deeper, rather, let's talk about the legality of toll collection itself at the plaza. Before all of that, though, let me hear from you. Do you agree with the Lagos State panel that LCC should start charging at the toll plaza again? Or are you with 91% of our poll respondents who say no? Do you agree that the Lagos State panel, do you agree with them? Do you agree with them that LCC should start charging at the toll plaza again? Or are you with the Nigeria Info voters on Twitter who say that this should not be happening? 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. Should LCC start collecting revenue at Lekki Toll Plaza again? Should LCC start collecting revenue at Lekki Toll Plaza again? That's the question we're asking on the show. You can also send your thoughts to us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. But the studio lines are 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, my name is Ejike.
Welcome, Ejike.
Look, I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Ejike from Ikeja.
Okay, they should not even think of it, talk less of it, even make any movement for it.
Okay.
Not even think of it at all. It's not, you know, advanceable at all.
Okay, why?
So they should just, you know, the pains are still in people's hearts. So if they go on and do this now, it means they do not even value the life of people that lost there. So they should lie low for now and give it time.
All right.
Because people are angry.
People are angry, Ejike says. John in Ibejulekki, do you agree with the voters on Twitter or you disagree?
Hello.
Hi, John. Do you agree or disagree?
Is it a yes or no question?
Yes. Should LCC start collecting revenue at Lekki Toll Plaza again?
They should demolish that thing down.
Why?
You say why?
Why?
They are not working for us. It's only for themselves. So it's a kind of extortion.
Okay.
So I don't need that toll gate of a thing. You see, Sandra, I think the judicial panel, they say that they don't have power to prosecute.
Mm-hmm.
So why do they have manpower to give them go ahead to go and collect money? Since they don't have power to prosecute the outcome of the Lekki shooting. In fact, this is Nigeria. I don't understand. Let them demolish that thing down. That is what will make the people's mind to calm down, though, as long as I'm concerned. The one at the Kuru, that very one, they should demolish it down.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Timothy on the line. I wonder if Timothy agrees with the 91% of voters on Nigeria Info's Twitter poll, or if he agrees with the NSAS panel who voted yes to the reopening of the toll plaza. Timothy, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. Welcome.
You see, this government, I don't know what is wrong, or they think maybe those people who have no human feeling. People died at Lekki Toll Gate. The panel was set up. I read the post on Twitter like, okay, the Lekki Toll Gate will not be held like till indefinitely till the panel find justice. So my take is if it will take indefinite for justice to be served, it should take indefinite for that Lekki to reopen. So it's past 100 days now. People are in trauma. The families are in trauma. You see the God like, I was streaming live that day on the 20th. I was streaming live. People died. They killed people. A man was singing national, was expecting the national anthem and was crying. And these people now say they should reopen Lekki Toll Gate. On the 30th, we are going there. We're going there. If they say they will not listen, if they say there is no justice for the people, then there's no money for the government also. I'm not against collecting toll, but that place will not be opened unless the necessary justice is served. The people are prosecuted. The people that are responsible for the massacre, who gave the order? If they did not give the order for the death, then who are the people that are responsible for it? If that thing is not rooted out, if justice is not served, then there is no opening of Lekki Toll Gate.
But how about the people who Lekki Toll Gate employs? There are people who it employs. There are people who are cashiers.
Sandra, how about the father of Jimo Ishak that was killed? No, how about what will that man feel? All the people that were killed, how about their family? Now, let's talk. If that is what they are considering, how about their family? How about the trauma? How about their mental health? See, this country, I will say some people will say they are disturbing peace. Was there peace in this country for God's sake? Were you the one that is talking about the police wrongfully or Joyce in the sunny side? I listen. Do you see many people calling in? People calling in from work. Somebody went to travel to interstate to work for school fees and everything. And a policeman, and some policemen, they apprehended him and they took all the money. Is that peace? Like, a brother of mine now wants to go and collect his certificate from Ibadan, from Lagos now. He cannot go. Like, I'm the one telling him. We don't know. The full and yes men and everything. The country is not at peace at all. The inflation rate is going high. See, we don't just let us mention. Nigeria is like, there is war on the economical side, from the financial institution, from the law enforcement, from the government and everything. And you call this one that we are disturbing peace. We are not disturbing peace. We want to set peace. And if they want to obstruct it, they'll meet us there. So that is not just, it's not just a debatable something at all.
All right, Timothy. Thank you very much for calling us. Bayo is next. Better. Hello, Bayo.
Yes, Aunt Sandra.
Welcome back.
Yeah. See, the idea, to me, I think it's too highly, to be honest. Okay. Even if I thought they are going to reopen, it's too highly.
It's been three months.
Yes, it's still too highly. You understand? I was shocked even when I heard it on the TV yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You get that they are going to hand it over to them. So it's too highly.
Mm.
And that even now brings the memory of that October 2028 or whatever, you know, to the show again. Because all of us now could now realize or believe that the reason for the inflation of that particular night, you know, was actually because of revenue loss. That's the whole idea. Because, you know, fine, it's been 3 months, as I already said, revenue on their own part. You know, they have been losing revenue hugely. And that is why they are fast tracking it. You know, even if somebody has a wound, do you know, up to now, normal wound I'm talking about might not even have been healed. I'm just giving a scenario in that regard. Okay. So how much more? We're talking about something as controversial as that. And now they're now saying, okay, fine, 3 months, thereafter, hand it over. You know, why some issues are still being pending on it? So to me, it's about money. The handing over that particular place to the LCC is about money. And the inflation, to start with, was because they are losing revenue because guys are disturbing them. That is just it. And for you to know, as I'm rounding up, I passed through that place, like I said the last time, for like 5 or 7 times now. You know, but I didn't even know that I even passed all those through toll gates. You know, there were two. While I was even, I mean, left that place way back, I was not like, why is even the toll gate now? Because the whole place was free. If you take a souvenir, I mean, what was questionnaire about feelings of people, they will tell you that they could never even want that thing to return again. Because it's, apart from taking the revenue, it's even causing traffic, gridlock. So it's a turnaround. It's affecting the commercial because of their turnaround. So a lot of things that are associated with, apart from them making money. So, I mean, fine, they are doing good things about maintaining the road. But there's another way they can channel it if truly they want to, I mean, to be making money.
Bayo, thank you very much for calling. We've got Alozie in Ikeja on the line. He's the last call we'll take, and then we'll catch you up if you're just joining the show. Alozie, how are you?
Yes, President Sandra, how are you today?
I am very well. Welcome to the show.
Yes, my simple suggestion is that Lekki toll gate should never be reopened.
Okay.
Rather, it should be immortalized in memory of those that lost their lives.
Okay.
So a monument should be built there to remember those that lost their lives during the peaceful protest.
Okay.
That monument will serve both to lessen pain spared by the families of these people and also to future Nigerian leaders and future soldiers not to shoot at unarmed protesters. So each time a soldier passes there or a future leader passes there and sees that monument, he will remember the October 20 massacre and hopefully will swear not to repeat that in future. So that is my suggestion. That place should immortalize the memory of those that lost their lives. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling, Alozie. Lagos, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Hard Facts with me, Sandra Ezekwesili. And right now, it's the big hard fact. And I'm asking you if you agree with the Lagos Judicial Panel of Inquiry that LCC should be allowed to return to Lekki Toll Plaza and start collecting revenues there again. I told you that the overwhelming majority of people who responded to our poll on Twitter said the LCC shouldn't come back yet. But of course, this doesn't change the panel's decision. So let's start by looking at the reasons that the Lagos panel gave for their decision. I have the ruling in front of me, but I'm not going to read you all of it because we are only here until 6, right? So instead, let me give you the points summarized. Pay attention. The ruling says that everybody involved in the hearing has had the opportunity to inspect the toll plaza and collect all the evidence they want. It says LCC taking over the plaza would not jeopardize any evidence because all parties have had a chance to inspect the place already. But according to the ruling, the NSAS protesters wanted the panel to keep control of the toll plaza until it is done with the case completely. And the panel's ruling said this request does not make sense. Instead, they want to return the plaza to LCC so that their insurers can assess the damages. And then the ruling goes on to describe the LCC and the situation in language that has raised some eyebrows. I'm going to read this next session for you. It says, quote, a company which was unfortunate to have its place of business vandalized during public protest, end quote. Now, here's why some people are upset by that statement from the panel. Remember that the panel is still investigating what happened on the night of the 20th of October. Some parties allege that it was protesters who vandalized the toll plaza, while the protesters insist that it was not them who vandalized the toll plaza. Also, the protesters are accusing LCC of being an accomplice in the shootings by allegedly removing their security cameras ahead of time and other steps like that. But now you have the panel in a side ruling appearing to call the LCC innocent of the allegations against it while condemning the protesters in the allegation against them. Does the panel have the right to call LCC an unfortunate victim and the protesters the aggressor before making a final ruling? And does doing so cast doubt on the impartiality of the panel? Those are questions that I'm going to need you to answer for me, especially because here is what the same ruling says about an accusation from the other side that protesters were killed at the toll plaza. Here's what the ruling says. Quote, we see a lot of sentiments going into play in this whole matter of repossession of the toll gate by the LCC, a place where people are alleged to have died or massacred. These are statements of Mrs. Morakinyo. The panel has made no findings whatsoever on these allegations. They are mere speculations. The panel will not speculate, and sentiments has no place in law, end quote. So the critics are saying, how come on the issue of dead protesters? The panel says it cannot speculate. But on the issue of who vandalized the toll plaza, they're ready to blame it on the protests. Meanwhile, some of the panel members are speaking against the decision. Remember, I told you that it was 5-4 vote. One of the four has gone public with her dissent, Renu, who, as you also know, was one of the NSAR's protesters. She was included on the panel as one of the youth representatives. And after the decision, she went on Twitter to explain why she voted against it. She said LCC had so far refused to give the panel access to the servers where it keeps its CCTV footage. And she says the panel needs this so that investigators can figure out whether LCC is telling the truth or not about its involvement in the events of 20th October. She also makes the technical point that the five yes voting panelists don't have the numbers to form a quorum. So those are the two arguments at the panel. Over to you, Lagos. Do you believe the Lagos panel made the sound points to back up their decision to revive toll taking? Or do you agree with the minority opinion expressed by Renu? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Do you believe the Lagos panel made sound points to back up their decision to open the toll gate? Or do you agree with the minority opinion, those who voted no on that same panel? Femi is in Apapa. Hello, Femi. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you so much, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes. It's quite unfortunate, really, that we have gotten to this level where it seems as though the law allows, the law is like the high of a needle that allows an elephant to go through or makes it impossible for an I said it some time back that you can't be a judge over your own case, really. What is the judicial panel trying to tell us? In fact, I'm going to stand with the argument of the minority. They didn't even form a quorum, Sandra. They did not form a quorum. So that judgment does not even count. And secondly, hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, huh?
Yes, LCC, still with old evidences, they did not produce a lot of footage. It's actually footage 4 and 5. You can make your own findings.
Hmm.
So it seems as though they are obstructing investigation. So why then open it? You are arousing tension. It is quite unfortunate. I'm so sad, really. I'm really disappointed in our judicial system. It is also be the common hope of Nigeria, but I don't know where else will the common man run to. See, I hate this country. I swear to God, man. I'm fed up.
Femi, thank you very much for calling. We've got Goke from the UK who said, I never expected any justified decisions from the Lagos panel regarding the Lekki NSAS protest. You cannot be a judge in your own case. Kole work. We've got more messages on WhatsApp. These people know what they're doing. That's what I want you guys to understand. Good evening. That's a message from Temi Dayo. Temi Dayo, thank you for your message. Good evening, Sandra. Apart from the controversy on whether people were killed or not at the plaza during the NSAS protest, the Lagos state has shot itself in the foot by influencing the reopening of the Lekki Toll Plaza, most especially that the panel is not yet done with its mandate. In summary, I oppose the reopening decision of the plaza. It's a personal, selfish decision. Good day. Tajudeen, you know, Jokoro says, Tajudeen, thank you very much for your message. That good day was very forceful. We've got another message here from Alex in Victoria Island. And Alex says, let those who lost their jobs with LCC go and seek employment elsewhere until the victims of that peaceful protest are fully compensated. Forget the toll plaza. I don't want to go back to traffic gridlock. The government should put a Statue of Liberty as you have at the Ojota there. Thank you very much for your message. But jobs are not easy to find now. Jobs are not a dime a dozen. It's still Nigeria we're talking about here. There are no jobs. So, where should they go and get those jobs from? We've got one more person here who says, Nedum says, no! The toll gate is the main traffic point. The building should remain for advertisement and a monument for all the NSAS victims. No more toll, oh. Nidum says. Nidum, thank you very much. I should tell you, by the way, that on Twitter at the moment, trending at number one in Lagos is Occupy Lekki Toll Gate. We're seeing that there appears to be a planned protest for the 13th of February, 2021, just the day before Valentine's Day. So it looks like young people are planning to occupy it. That's a hashtag trending. Hashtag Occupy Lekki Tollgate. Now, of course, we don't know whether that will happen. On my way to work today, I passed the tollgate and there was a police van there. There was a security van there. Remember that time early this year, I think it was, or December, when it looked like people were going to do a round two of NSAS protest and the security agents were mobilized and sent there. I counted more than 12 trucks at the time at the Lekki toll gate. So we don't know exactly how this all plays out, but we're keeping our eye on the situation. And the more it unfolds, this is a place to get your information from. This is a place to get your stories from. This is a place to get your insights from, your analysis from. Nigeria Info 99.3, hard facts especially. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. We need to take a break, Lagos. When we come back, we're going to talk about the legality and necessity of toll collection at the plaza. Because remember that LCC got the contract to build Lekki Epe. And there's a lot of questions about who should be funding what. That's coming up after the break. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. If you're just tuning in, this is where we bring you the big hard fact. And on the big hard fact today, we're talking about the Lagos NSARS panel's 5-4 vote to let LCC start collecting money at the toll plaza again. Now, some people are challenging the legality and the necessity of toll collection at the plaza. So here's the situation. LCC got the contract to build the Lekki-Epe Expressway and the Lekki-Ikoyi Link Bridge out of pocket. To pay them back, the contract allowed them to collect tolls. But back in 2013, LCC wanted to increase the toll fees. And to stop this happening, Lagos State Government acquired LCC. They bought out the private owners. At the time, Lagos paid 15 billion naira for the buyout, 6.8 billion naira for debt servicing, and 3.5 billion naira for third-party liability. That's 25.3 billion naira. Add to that the 5 billion naira that government paid the company in 2008, and government has spent a total of about 30 billion to acquire LCC. Now, the question is, has the revenue from the toll gates between 2013 and last year exceeded the 30 billion naira or not? Well, let's also add interest rate and debt servicing. Has the revenue that government has gotten from the toll gate exceeded the 30 billion naira plus interest and fees or not? If no, then it makes sense for the government to keep collecting the toll, right? If yes, why is the government trying to make a profit on the heads of citizens? So that's the debate. But guess what? The only way to settle that matter is for the government to open its books and show clearly how much money is being made at the toll gates. Now, The Punch did a report last October where they estimated the revenue at 26.6 million per day, 10 million naira from the link bridge, and 16.6 million naira from the toll gate, the Lekki toll gate. They claim that they got the figure from an unnamed commissioner who says that this is the official state target based on 80,000 cars a day passing the toll gates. So let's make it 20 million a day. Between January 1st, 2014 and September 30th, 2020, there were 2,465 days. Multiplying that by 20 million naira per day gives you 40.93 billion naira. Now, that's a very rough, very conservative estimate of how much revenue the Lagos State government could have seen from the toll gates since acquiring LCC. So the question again is, has this revenue been enough to recover the government's spend of 30 billion naira plus interest and debt servicing? And if not, what's the remaining balance? Or are you going to pay tolls in perpetuity? 0700-993-993-993. What do you think about the argument that the state government should no longer have the legal right to charge toll on Lekki-Epe and at the Ikoyi Link Bridge? 0700-993-993-993. If you don't want to talk to me about the legal argument, then talk to me about the decision of the Lagos panel. Do you think they made sound points to back up their decision to revive toll taking? Or do you agree with the minority opinion expressed by Renu, one of the youth representatives on the Lagos State Judicial Panel of Inquiry? Sunday's on the line. Sunday's in Ikeja. Hello, Sunday.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, welcome.
Yeah, it's nice speaking with you. I've been finding it so difficult. I've been trying over, let me say, 100 times now.
Congratulations, you got through today.
Thank God I'm online now.
Yes, so, welcome.
I just want to contribute to what you were saying. You see, there is nothing wrong for a government of a country to generate revenue from any good source. Even me, I'll share that, there's nothing wrong. But where the government will get it wrong is where the government cannot provide for its citizens. Sandra, if we should reflect back, let's forget about 1960. Let's reflect back to 1999, to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about roads. Let's talk about water supply. Let's talk about power. And let's talk about the economy, agriculture.
Mm.
And let's talk about education. Education now in Nigeria now is about 7%. And it's and you are good needs. That's extempore. So now, if a government who can serve a country for 4 years politically, and out of all what I've mentioned by few, there's none who counts for the citizens, then what is the, Sandra, I put this to you, what is the evidence, what is the essence, what is the essential capacity of generating revenue? So if the country as a large cannot even bring out agriculture for the past 4 years, and it cannot even bring out of the road, it cannot even generate power for 4 years, and at the same time, a state, for that matter again, they are still behaving the same attitude of nationality. And the same people are still there. Eh? Wandering, seeking for where they did not sow and they want to reap. Which is very bad. This thing is affecting us. And I don't see anything credible about issue of toll gate. Toll gate there, they told us last 2 years, they said they make 24 million in a day. And I heard you now, you said, as of last year, estimated that they make about 26 million on something. So, but you see, the whole thing, you make all this money, probably rise to about trillions of naira. There's nothing to show. What kind of people are we having in the system?
Sunday, thank you for calling us. Oh, sorry about that. I thought you were done there. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Gabriel, calling from Ikoyi.
Welcome, Gabriel.
Yeah, my concern on Friday judgment, it was for the representative of the youth. Hear me, the representative of the youth votes against his own people.
No. Two of the youth representatives voted against.
You should get it clear. Another radio station gave us the president of the youth vote against.
That's not true.
Okay, I will call another radio station very soon. They will start their own show.
It's not true. You're probably talking about Sega Link, maybe Shegun and Woshoya, who used to help people get them out of police custody when they're arrested. So he's not a youth representative, but he was put on that panel because of the work he was doing for years to help Nigerians who get picked up by police. So he's not a youth representative, but he voted for LCC to take back their property. That's who is annoying people, yes.
That was annoying people now.
Yes, but the two youth representatives, Renu and I've forgotten the name of the second person, but they both voted against LCC taking back the toll.
No, you know, in Nigeria, we're always talking of corruption. How much is it cost to settle them? I work with this company early time. We provide a staff bus. Less than 1 year, they canceled out the carriage staff from Jibo to the toll gate one.
Okay.
We use one bus from Ajad down to that place. Mm. Less than 1 year, with the money that they are making, they cancel that contract. Staff finding their way to that toll gate. Because you must get there between that 5:30.
Mm.
Everybody must get there to take over from the people who do night.
Okay.
You must be there by 5:30. Make you know how greedy we are. Imagine how much these people make. They can't provide staff, but they only provide for 11 months. But that was 2008. I was part of the first set of people who worked there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all my
say. All right, Gabriel, thank you very much for calling to share your take. On WhatsApp, more messages here. Tollgate collection is not a problem, but what is the revenue used for? Does it go into private pockets via corruption? What is the essence of the revenue? Well, I just told you the essence of the revenue. I told you that the revenue was being collected as part of the contract that LCC got at the time. I'm talking about 2008. They got the contract to build the Lekki Epe Expressway and the Lekki Ikoyi Link Bridge, and they paid out of pocket. To pay them back, Lagos said, okay, collect tolls. But in 2013, LCC wanted to increase the toll. Government said, don't increase. Let's buy out the private owners. Lagos paid 15 billion naira for the buyout, 6.8 billion naira for debt servicing, and 3.5 billion naira for third-party liability. Government paid the company in 5 billion in 2008. So you add all of them together, that's a total of 30 billion or so. Now, that revenue from the toll gates between 2013 and last year, has it exceeded 30 billion or not? The money they've collected at that toll gate since 2013 until 2020, has it exceeded 30 billion or not? And earlier on, I did the math for you. So it's left for you to decide, really. 0700-993-993-993. Especially because I brought you a report from last October where the Punch estimated that revenue from the toll gates were at about 26.6 million per day. Every day, 26.6 million. 10 million from Ikoyi Link Bridge, 16.6 million from Lekki Toll Gate. So if you round it up to 20 million a day, between January 1, 2014 to September 30th, 2020, you have 2,465 days. If you multiply that by 20 million per day, you have about 40.93 billion. And that's me being very conservative. Very conservative. With the numbers that the Punch provided from an unnamed commissioner. So the question again is, has this revenue been enough to recover the government's spend of 30 billion plus interest plus debt servicing? If this money isn't enough, where is the remaining balance? Innocent in Badagry, welcome. Hello, Innocent.
Hello, Innocent.
Yes, you're talking to Sandra. Go ahead.
Okay, my question is that how much did they negotiate for the contract? How long have they collected the money before the Lagos State government took over the toll gate?
How much did who negotiate for what?
I mean, how much the company and negotiate before they started the contract?
Mm-hmm.
How much have they collected before the government took over the toll gate?
Okay, all right. Thanks for asking that question. I'm going to provide an answer for you in a bit. 99.3, hello.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name?
Abednego.
Welcome, Abednego.
Okay, so quick one first. The second youth rep, that's Temi Topper Magic Odumi.
Okay. Thank you. That's Magic Odumi, yeah. Yes.
Yes. Now, opening the toll gate, is it advisable? No. Because the major question here is, if you open this toll gate today, how much will go to the families where they don't lose their own for 2010-20? How much of it? I mean, is there going to be a fund set up to even cater to such persons in the near future? No. Have they even exceeded what they were looking for? I mean, from the fair calculation you gave us here, they have. But I think the problem we have is money not ever be enough, especially when you are greedy. It will never be enough. So it's even over-collected that I feel like with what is the fair calculation you gave, there is enough left. Now, when you keep collecting all of this money, whose pot is it going into? I mean, if there's anything that I listen to Uncle Jimmy say over the years, is how we don't even know what the legal budget really looks like. How much money they're talking about the LCC thingy. Sandra, there are too many questions to be answered. It goes beyond justice. Good evening.
Good evening, Abednego. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And it's 5:47 at the moment. The big question is, should the Lekki toll start collecting revenue? Should LCC start collecting revenue at the Lekki Toll Plaza again? That's the first big question on the show. The second big question, after I shared with you the arguments submitted by the panel before they gave judgment that LCC should, in fact, take back their poll, I gave you the arguments and I was asking if you believe that they made enough good points to back up their decision to revive toll taking. I also gave you the argument of the minority panel, because the panel voted 5-4. So I gave you the argument of the people who voted against LCC taking back the poll. And I was asking you as well if you agree with them. And then we just took a look at the legality and necessity of toll collection to begin with. I told you how LCC got the contract to build the Lekki Epe Expressway and the Lekki Koiling Bridge. And they got the contract to pay out of pocket, and to pay them back, contract allowed them to collect toll. But the Lagos State government bought them. Bought out the private owners back in 2013. And if the Lagos State government has bought out the contract, it no longer matters what percentage of the revenue has been collected before then. That's to answer the question that the first caller called in to ask. I think it was Innocent who asked me that question. It doesn't matter what they agreed on initially. If the Lagos State government has bought the contract, it doesn't matter. The entire point of buying out a contract is that it no longer matters what percentage of the revenue has been collected before then. So let's take a few more calls. Let me get your thoughts on the different angles of this Lekki tollgate matter that I've raised on the show today. 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. What do you think about the argument that the state government should no longer have the legal right to charge toll on Lekki Epe and at the Ikoyi Link Bridge? Olumiyiwa is in Aja. Olumiyiwa, welcome.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Welcome. Go ahead.
I've been a good listener without calling.
I'm glad you called today.
See, those guys, I may not see them. I see some videos how the soldier maim and kill and wounded many people with their denying today. And I want to call them the children of nobody. So if the government with the soldier now make some families lost or weep because somebody is fighting for Nigeria, and they don't want to ask questions, they don't want to even answer questions concerning what happened on the 20th of October to today. So now they are proof to all that all they want is money, money, money. And I want to remind them two things before I drop. One, those people that are ruling us, we fought for them. We give them our life, our sovereignty, our freedom. We give it to them. They are not born with it. It's not their right. We give them to rule us. And we are watching the way they are ruling us. And they have showed that they love money more than the citizens. And if they should push Nigeria out again for protest, I want to let them know that this time will not be just a protest. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much, Olumiyiwa, for calling us. Let me go to WhatsApp, where we have tons of comments. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. We also have comments on Facebook. I haven't shown Facebook love today, so let me try and do that right now. On Facebook, we've got this comment from Mayogu Fortune, who says, "For goodness sake, no. Traffic has drastically reduced in Lagos." Simeon Oduma says, "No, no, no, to reopening of the tolls. You can imagine how beautiful it is driving without traffic at all. And for that, most of the roads within VI Lekki and Ikoyi are so free. Oluwatosin Adebambo says, if I call to support the government, you quickly chunk me off air. But the moment you stalk on the line... What? The moment you're stuck on the line that spills our bill... Oh, God. What the hell are you going on about, Oluwatosin? Get a grip of yourself, man. You're being very emotional there. Prince Shala Shodeke says, good afternoon, Sandra. On reopening of Lekki toll gate, every kobo paid at the toll is tainted with the blood of innocent Nigerians that died unavoidably at that plaza until justice is seen to be done. Prince Lisemo says, YK Balaji Aremu says, we are ready for them this time around. Tony Haven says, this government doesn't care about us. Hydrin Ogundele says, please, what's the money being used for? We've got Godwin Itung who says, for what? What are they using the money for? Who the toll gate app? We're on our own now and they're trying our patience again. It must not happen. We see ourselves that day. Okay. All right then. Samuel Ugubeda says, please, Sandra, for me, there's no correlation between those killed unlawfully by soldiers and toll collection. The protesters only occupy the toll gate. The toll is for revenue issue for the government and has no business being... no business with the issue of panel investigating the death matter. I sympathize with the family of the dead. It's a big loss, no doubt. All right. Thank you for your message. Let's go to WhatsApp now because I've shown Facebook enough love, I think. On WhatsApp, 08095975805. Helen says, honestly, there's absolutely nothing wrong in collecting tolls to generate revenue for the government. Advanced countries do that and we see what they use the tolls for. In Lagos, do we have enough good roads? No. Do we have quality maintenance schemes for our roads and other facilities in Lagos? No. There's no reasonable conclusion yet from the panel regarding the Lekki killings. No justice yet. Families and victims are still hurting. A government that lacks integrity and transparency will place greed and vain issues above public concerns and interests. May God help our direction, Helen says. Helen, thank you very much for sending us a message today. Lagos, we have time for one final message, do we? It depends on how quickly I can take the message, right? James from Mafuluku says, it will be unjust and unfortunate if that toll gate should be reopened.